Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Jerry wants to know if Medicare will cover weight loss drugs. She's overweight. She wants to try it, but she doesn't know if Medicare is going to cover it, and she can't get an answer from her doctor. So I'm under the impression that the answer is, eh. That's the answer to that question. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing a lot of older individuals fill prescriptions for those. Now, why is that? So, to get a prescription for a weight loss drug, you can't use a lot of the standard telemedicine companies. Telemedicine companies have to be very careful whenever there's a shortage of drugs. Now, such as what we had with the diabetic medications, Ozempic and Mounjaro, we couldn't just write it over the phone because we can't test you, we can't watch you, monitor you, check you for side effects. So a lot of telemedicine companies won't do it. There are companies that are advertising online. They find a doctor who will write the medication for you online. You pay a fee. They give you the prescription, but they say very clearly on the website that that fee does not include the cost of the weight loss drug. So you need to take that said prescription to your pharmacy. If the pharmacy doesn't cover it, you know, or the insurance doesn't cover it, you pay whatever the pharmacy says you have to pay. Now, there are prior authorizations. A doctor can negotiate with your insurance company to get it paid for. Now, I'm not sure if some of these online doctors are doing it, but your in-person family medicine provider, internist, geriatrician would have a back office team, or now we have virtual back office companies that might not necessarily be on site, to try to get the prior auths. That takes time. And so the reason why we're not seeing many older individuals on the medication is, one is you have to get in with your provider, get an appointment. And the average person can't get in with their medical provider for 3-4 months. Then they get into their medical provider, and sometimes the medical provider, if they've had lack of success getting insurance to cover it, because I don't think regular Medicare covers it, they might talk people out of it and say, you know what, I'm telling you right now, if we can't get this approved, or if we can get it approved only temporarily, you could gain the weight back, I'd rather you do something else. But we do have many individuals with diabetes over the age of 65 and many individuals that are overweight. And I am a huge fan of Ozempic and Mounjaro being used as part of a treatment plan for diabetes. For weight loss drugs, when you're 65 and older, I do worry a little bit about the gastroparesis, the semi-paralysis of the intestine and the lack of movement that might happen with the drugs. I am a little concerned about the pancreatitis and the long-term implications of that. And I'm very, very worried about the rebound. I don't think it's healthy to drop 60 pounds just to gain it back when you can't get the drug anymore. As you know, Ozempic, which counterpart is Wegovy, is a semaglutide, known as semaglutide. It's the leading GLP-1 receptor agonist. Works by mimicking naturally occurring GLP-1 hormone released by the body in the stomach in response to eating. Controls blood sugar by activating the GLP-1 receptor to enhance insulin secretion, slowing gastric emptying. Now, U.S. News Report says that Ozempic, in one study, cut the hemoglobin A1C, which is how sugary your blood cells are, levels down by 1.8% at the high dose versus 1.4% with somebody taking another one called Trulicity. And one study showed that somebody lost an average of 12.4% in the studies. Individuals lost 12.4% of their body weight. Now, I'm hearing some people are losing a third of their body weight, but again, does it last? If you can't stay on the medication, do you gain the weight back? They say 80% of people will gain the weight back. And I think that's even an understatement. So side effects of Ozempic are abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, fatigue, nausea, vomiting, pancreatitis, ileus, gastroparesis. So original Medicare covers your hospitalization costs and your doctor bills and medical expenses under Part B. So Part A is hospitalization, Part B is your medical expenses. Original Medicare does not cover prescription drugs, which, by the way, I think is flippant stupid. Doesn't make any sense to me that we have a plan for our seniors that they put money into their whole lives, and it doesn't cover the prescriptions. So seniors have to, on top of that, enroll in Medicare Part D or Medicare Part C, Medicare Advantage. So they have to pay extra. Medicare Part D and some Medicare Advantage plans will cover the Ozempic for diabetes. For weight loss, that's a little trickier. So what I tell individuals is if they want the medication strictly for weight loss, talk to your doctor, but understand you might come into some obstacles. But if you have diabetes or you're pre-diabetic, insurance such as Medicare Part D or Medicare Advantage plan may cover it. So keep in mind also these drugs are not generic. This might loosen up and become a little easier once these medications go off patent, but that could be years from now. But right now they are brand name Tier 3 drugs, which is an expensive medication with no generic versions. And some of these medications cost anywhere from $1,200 to $1,600 a month. So contact the drug companies for coupons. Google or GoodRx might help. But if you are prone to diabetes, it might be able to get covered. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I got a very fascinating email last night asking about maternal instincts and why women are tending to become more liberal. Why wouldn't the maternal instincts or whatever biological clock or whatever other stereotypes women have had, why would that, shall we say, predilect them to be more liberal than conservative? So maternal instinct, that's kind of interesting. I've always been fascinated by that. I'm fascinated by those stories where a mom will lift up a car to save her baby. Yeah, I think your maternal animalistic instincts, you know, I don't think women know the capabilities that they have. I mean, Mama Bear, I got to tell you, nobody has really brought out the Mama Bear that I think I have in me, and I almost don't want to see it. I don't know what that would look like, but I'm telling you right now, anything, I mean, my kids come first. I am so protective of the kids. I mean, not always. I'm not always like, oh, you know, let me wipe your tushy, not that kind of thing. But I think it is in our DNA that we, you know, protect the kids and then, of course, protect the grandkids. So maternal instincts, I think, are real. I think there's a lot of, shall we say, things we might be able to do and might not realize certain strengths or resilience we have. And in fact, with colds and with infection, I think that's one of the reasons why some moms do better when they have the flu or COVID or an illness. Moms can still get cancer. Moms can still die of COVID. Moms can still have diabetes and other things. But men aren't babies. When they say, oh, my gosh, look at daddy. Daddy has to be in bed when mommy, you know, still is running the house. I think we have a resilience. I think, one, there might be a resilience, or two, men may have such a more dramatic immune response that they do suffer more. I think things are more painful for my husband than they are for me. For us to go through the labor, for us to go through the monthly menstrual cramps, I do think there's a protective effect. So biologically, I think that's there. But this question looks at the politics of things. Apparently, there was an article showing that the liberal gap is opening up between U.S. men and women. More women are becoming more liberal. And so the listener was alluding to, you know, do they not think the fetus is alive? Do they? So before anybody falls into this trap, I urge women to as well, understand that liberal versus conservatism is very fluid. So, you know, women having the ability to vote, suffrage, was that Republican or Democrat? Was freeing the slaves during Civil War time? Well, that was Republican at the time. The Republicans wanted, well, slavery to be abolished. So the political narratives and affiliations and the flips are, was it Bill Clinton that said, don't ask, don't tell? So it's very fluid. And so what appears to be liberal now may not be liberal later. Maternal instincts, those might be more constant, but you know, how people feel politically, that's a whole other thing. And so when I get asked, and this isn't the first time I've been asked, how does a woman not think the fetus is alive? You can't look at pro-choice, pro-life as two completely separate entities. I learned that in medical school when a bunch of students in the class did not want to learn how to do abortions. And when people said, but you're pro-choice, aren't you? And they said, look, I might be for choice of a woman's body, but I'm not going to kill the baby. So, you know, TV and media and politicians make it look like things are just black, white, right, left. You have many individuals that absolutely think when you're pregnant and you hear that heartbeat, I can't speak for all pregnant women, but wow, boy, is that real. When you feel the flutter, when you feel the kick, that's a baby to me. Now, some might say, oh, it's just gas, but I think there are a lot of women that, you know, look at pregnancy and look at the fetus as alive. And so I don't think the Roe v. Wade discussion should be hijacked. And I think it's a completely wrong discussion to be accusing a fetus of not being a live entity, because now that's going to affect maternal fetal medicine. It's going to affect government subsidies to help pregnant women. Democrats have to be extremely careful saying a fetus is not alive, because you can now mess up so much fetal care. There's so many, you know, government programs we have to help pregnant women to protect the fetus. So that's something that so we really need to be careful with what's happening in politics. Now, what is driving liberalism? Is it the LGBTQ discussions? Well, many of us have friends, family members who are LGBTQAI+. Republicans are not against LGBTQAI+. They might have certain opinions on what gets taught in school, waiting till the third grade, or after the third grade, but not before the third grade, in terms of discussion of sex. Some may be completely against it, but in terms of the average Republican looks at women should have a right to, you know, participate in sports without being, shall we say, outrun or overpowered by somebody who could be a biological male. Now, women's sports and protecting women's sports from men used to be liberal. That was a Democratic ideology. Women in sports. Now, it's Republican. Is it really? Or do the average Republican and Democrat not look at it as a Republican or Democrat thing? So, you know, we have to kind of be careful with that. You know, from a sociological standpoint, you know, they say women always kind of tended to be more liberal, but when you have women that are pro-women sports, pro-women identity, you know, women power, women that now that's seeming to go against transgender rights in sports and schools. So I think it's starting to blend, it's starting to mix. And I also think women don't want to be stereotyped as what drives them are the LGBTQAI+ agenda or the maternal agenda. Women also have an opinion on national security. What are women's issues? Just like men's issues. Women are also concerned about the economy. Women are concerned about national security. Women are concerned about education. They're concerned about health care. So I don't know how accurate some of these, shall we say, you know, polls are. Because the average woman I know wants to make sure that there's good education, that there's good economy, that the country's safe, that there's safety in schools, that she has the right to protect her family, that she has equal access to a sport, equal access to a job, equal pay for equal work, ability to still hold a job while she has to breastfeed and manage kids. The average mom thinks all of these are important issues. But politics are going back and forth. And so what used to be a Democrat issue is Republican. What used to be a Republican issue is now... So be careful with that. That's all I'm saying. And don't stereotype just because somebody is a biological female that they're liberal or a biological male is conservative. Because I see a mixture. And I see the majority of people are pretty central and moderate and just want common sense. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what was the most dangerous thing you ever did? Did you ever ride on top of a car? Did you ever stand on top of a subway? I mean, I think the most dangerous thing I did was do some black diamond skiing when I maybe wasn't entirely ready, and then I hit a mogul, and then I popped my knee, and I'm still suffering from that. You know, but that, I mean, I was skiing. I'm not a big daredevil. Bungee jumping was starting to get popular, and I was like, no, thank you, not for me. Well, as these kids watch these movies, and they see people standing on trains, you know, like Mission Impossible and some of the other, you know, sort of Avengers, things like that, where they're on top of trains, or Fast and Furious, where they're doing donuts. Yeah, the movies aren't real. And I understand these stunts get a lot of oohs and ahs. But people are killing themselves and killing others. Wasn't there just an accident when somebody was doing donuts and then they ran into a crowd? Because they lost control of the car? Because they're not, you know, equipped and experienced car drivers when it comes to stunts. They're not stunt drivers. We are hearing young adults falling off ledges of mountains and trails to get selfies. I mean, that's dangerous stuff. You know, you're trying to get a picture, trying to get the oohs and the ahs. Well, now we have something called subway surfers, where people will just walk across the top of a subway. And apparently, police are on the hunt looking for two men who were having sex on top of it. So not only were they on top of moving train 7, as it was, I think, paralleling the Van Wyck, but they were having sex on top of it. And there was a third person either watching it or filming it. So not sure what's going on. But this happened broad daylight, 1:20 p.m. last Friday. And, you know, that's dangerous. I mean, one, I don't know if the sex was protected, but two, you could very easily lose your balance. We don't know who they were, and of course, people are looking for it now, and there's an investigation. But apparently, the subway surfing is a reckless activity that lots of people are doing. The NYCT subway account commented and on Eli's post, asking for them to for direct message for further details, because obviously they want to figure out what the hell is going on. They also want to stop these kids or young people from getting on top of the... So I don't even know how you would get on top of one of us. Maybe you jump from a bridge. But apparently it's a very common thing. I'm looking at a video right now of 8 people who are on the... I don't know how fast subways go, but... Unfortunately, workers are saying you don't know how bad it is when these things go wrong. Adam Reyes, 14 years old, fell off a Coney Island-bound F train in Brooklyn. He was riding on top of the train and died at the scene. You know, these are, I don't understand. I think people want the fame. They want the, there was, I think, two other kids, Jay Thirunapuram, 15 years old, was found near the tracks near the Rhode Island Avenue station, and Jevin Frazier, 14 years old, also died subway surfing when he fell from a train in Queens. I don't get it. If I were these kids' parents, I would be out of my mind. Who's watching these kids? I get kids be kids. Kids are like, really? That's some dangerous stuff. We're hearing kids are standing on top of cars, and cars are driving down the street, and people are filming them. In 2022, the MTA, which is, I think, the Metropolitan Transit Authority, reported 928 instances of people riding outside, on top of, or in between trains. This is compared to just 206 in 2021. In the first 6 months of 2023, there's been 450 reports of people who subway surf throughout the city. Now, I don't have subways where I live. I think California has subways. And there, but we see these kids do stunts. I think there was somebody who climbed the sphere. He was trying to do it to raise money, I believe, for his wife with cancer. But, you know, stunts, listen, I live in Las Vegas. We had Evel Knievel, and, you know, so I get stunts have always been around. But we have amateurs doing them. And they're our kids, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds dying. This lends the question, or begs the question, where are the parents? Where do these kids have time? 1:20 on a Friday. Aren't they still in school? I thought school got out at like 2:30. Well, what about, that's why I said change school. school needs to be 20 to 30 minute hardcore, you know, just the core education in the morning, and then the afternoon is all of the practical learning. And that goes till 5. There's you'll do a unit on construction, a unit on farming, a unit on self-defense, a unit on exercise, a unit on education. And you get to see the practical aspect of working as well as doing group projects and such that by the time you're a sophomore in high school, you have a pretty good idea of what jobs are out there and what you might want to do. You graduate as a sophomore, and then junior and senior year is now your associate's degree learning. And those are full days. You get a lot more done. You have less time to be riding on a subway. If you need to have an after-school job, we could stop school at 3 o'clock. That's fine, too. Or there's a way where people can make money while doing their internships or their learning. There's a whole bunch of things we could do to make a child's afternoon time less dangerous. But the average person does not know where their kids are. You know, I love the phone tracking that iPhone has, where you know where your family is. It's interesting because I thought my kids would not want me to have that function or use that function. But they like it because I don't text them or call them all the time. Where are you? Where are you? Are you okay? I rarely text or call my kids. It's rare. And I rarely have to check because I kind of know where they are. And it's kind of nice. But I think as a parent, it's important to know what's going on. And maybe it's because many of these kids don't have families. Maybe it's, you know, that families are just trying to do what they need to do, or they're working, or they're, I don't know. But I really worry about our youth, and I also worry about this obsession we have of getting on camera. What has happened is there have been people that have gotten followers, made money getting followers, and their content has to become more and more extreme. What was that person who was eating ridiculous amounts of food and he became famous? I'm thinking to myself, this guy's going to have a heart attack, or he's going to put himself into pancreatitis or liver failure. I don't know what the heck he was doing to himself, but he was making money. And these kids are watching him. And these videos and these, you know, people blowing things up. It's everyone's trying to be famous, or they're being models. You know, if somebody told me that I could be a model, I'd be like, you're kidding. Now with filters and with angles, I could model. I know. Is that crazy? Who'd want to look at it? I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is a fascinating question that keeps coming up. Kids and religion. Are we becoming less religious? Is religion becoming taboo? I've been asked, how do you bring up religion to kids? Many families now have been split. Some don't go to church anymore. Some don't go to temple. There's always a discussion or an argument on which religion. And it's pretty complex. And sometimes it's so complex that families just don't even know where to go with it. And so the question is do we introduce kids to religion? And if so, how? How do you bring up religion with kids? So for me, you know, everybody has their own different, experience with it. Some of us have horrible experiences with religion. kids in Sunday school were bullies. People were mean to you. You got in trouble or yelled at when you weren't sitting in service properly. So your memories of it is you hated it. Others found it to be a refuge, found religion to give them that strength, give them that compass, and help them through horrible, horrible things that happened in their life. And so you have to understand that your experience with religion might be very completely different to somebody else's. But we have a lot of virgins when it comes to religion. And in a world, or especially a country such as ours, that seems to be starting to become more anti-religion, is it a good idea to bring it up? And if so, how do you do that? So, now, some families, there's just no question. You go to Sunday school, you go to Catholic school, you go to Hebrew school, you go to mosque, you do everything you have to do, and just no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't like the forcing of it. I noticed there's many individuals that really hated their experience. And you also don't want to dilute it by making it super fun. You know, where you change the holiday just to make it more palatable. You know, religion is religion for a reason. And so, for me, I think one of the first times I realized that there was a practical application of religion is when my grandfather died. My grandfather was the first person in my life who died from what I could remember. And I remember my mom said, you could touch him. Touch his face. I remember touching his face. It was hard. It was firm. It was dry. And it was cold. And I'm horrified by the thought that somebody who I loved is now gone. But my parents explained to me what they believed in terms of he's with God. And that helped me understand that it's not all lights out. For me, that's what I want to believe. I want to believe that it's not all lights out, like when you go in for surgery. I want to believe that there is an afterlife, that there's another purpose, that life, and I've come up with this myself, it's not a part of my religion, that life is a job interview. And God is watching us and deciding where he needs us. My uncle, who died as a kid before I was born of leukemia, was an angel, wasn't a bad person. Death doesn't happen to bad people. Death happens when God needs you in another arena. And he died fast of leukemia, and he's gone. And my family before me didn't understand why that would happen, why him. I look at it as, okay, well, he passed the interview. See, me, I'm still here. God's still looking at me like, I really don't know where do I put Dahlia, shipping and receiving. So I feel like, you know, God is still watching me and deciding where I need to go. Or he likes what I'm doing here on earth. So if you have a child and you're like, you know, I want to talk to them about religion, but I don't know how to bring it up. Do I? You know, what I think is interesting way of bringing up religion to somebody who has never had interest in it and doesn't know anything about it is use the Bible as a historic book. It's a book. It's a brilliant book. Let them read it. Let them learn it. Let them ask you about it. I find the Bible very fascinating in terms of its links with science. So for me, who's very scientifically minded, I thought the plagues, fascinating science correlation, which we're going to be talking about as we get into Exodus and all that. Now, you know, there's the sea turning to blood. Was that red tide? Was the darkness and the locusts flying because of the nearby volcano that apparently happened during that time near Egypt? So I think, if you look at the Bible as, look, I'm not forcing you to live by this. I'm not forcing you, but take a look and see what's in it and see if anything calls to you. See of the teachings. I thought that Solomon, the story of Solomon, where he had to decide between two moms. One stole another one's baby. And Solomon had to decide which mom the baby belonged to. And so he said, cut the baby in half. You get half of the baby, you get the other half. One of the moms said, fine by me. The other mom said, oh, God, no. Let her have the baby. Just keep the baby alive. He goes, you're the real mom. Now, these are fascinating, whether it really did happen in history or not. You know, there's fascinating stories from the Bible. And I think introducing kids to this, if they're learning Shakespeare, if they're learning, you know, why not learn about some of these stories? And what does that mean to you? What do you get from it? And then also, let them see what religions are out there. Let them go to church. Let them go to temple. See how it, you know, how did you feel? What did you pick up on? You know, and some people might say, you know, I really didn't get all the prayers and all that, but I loved the sense of community. Nobody was making fun of each other. People were hugging each other. You felt like you had a family. And what you start to notice, because I see this with adults, some adults use religion as a compass. Some adults use religion as they're scared not to. That's just the way it's always been. But others use it as that's their community. That's where they could be like, nobody likes them, but they like them in church. They like them in temple. And so you want your children to know that, you know, if ever they need in life, you know, they need medicine, there's doctors. Counselors, there's counselors. Food, there's groceries. Jobs, you want the child to know that if they need something, they could reach out. So spiritual health, they need to know what's out there for that. So I like the idea of kids being introduced to religion. I'm a fan of religion. I don't think it needs to be forced. But I think looking at the Bible as a historical document, looking at the science of it, the teachings of it, the emotion, what things were like. You know, I have a book that was written right after the Titanic sank, and they were still looking for this man that dressed up as a woman. So you see how new the book was. It's a fascinating piece of literature showing what they were thinking back then. In fact, they were talking about how shocked, how chaotic it was because some women weren't wearing their hats. Somebody like me, I would have been really, if I ever traveled through time, I would totally need a complete makeover because somebody would look at me like I was alien. But, you know, it is a time capsule bringing you back to what they were thinking. And let these kids talk about it. If they think it's practical, if they think it's realistic, if it has applications or not, that's okay. Because with religion, many of us do that already. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.